It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you go into panic mode if you leave the phone at home? You know, I've seen people that sit there watching a movie with their laptop open, their cell phone open, they're on Facebook, they're doing 12 things at once. Have we become this multitasking society of technology freaks? I wonder this on a daily basis. I truly do. And my guest is Dr. Gregory Jantz, a psychologist. So, Dr. Jantz, is there such a thing as nomophobia? Are we this society of addicted people?
You know, I think there is. We're seeing more of it. You know, suddenly if you forget your phone for the day and you're reaching and you feel anxious, you know, there are people that I think need to go through a little technology detox.
I agree completely. So tell us a little bit about what technology detox would mean. How can we do that? It seems, Dr. Jantz, that as the days go on, the technology is more. I mean, now I have to get an iPad for work. People are like, oh, aren't you psyched? I'm really not that psyched. I mean, I have to get it. But what do we do? How do we wean ourselves when it seems like it's building more and more?
Well, and it is. And we need to decide personally in our lives and homes, what's our technology boundaries? You see, I have two boys, and so this is an ongoing organic discussion because there's always a new app, always something new. And how to keep it balanced. Well, here's what I'm noticing about, you know, we work with folks who come in from all over the country, depression and anxiety. I have far over half of these folks, when they arrive, now we take anything with a screen, and I can tell you by the following day, there are those that have physical symptoms. Their hands, their palms are sweaty, their stomach is feeling it, and there's headaches, and they feel real disconnect. But they're having physical symptoms. And for me, that's a sign, you know, that's a sign basically of withdrawal. And so when you think about detox, well, that's an involuntary detox, you know, having to give everything up. But I've asked people to take one day a week and just be free of screen and see what you feel, see what the experience is. I had a guy not long ago, and this is kind of funny because he goes, Mr. Jantz, I did it. I've made it a whole day. I just checked my email one time for about 5 minutes. Oh, no, you didn't make it.
So you didn't. You know, Dr. Jantz, I've seen this. I have a 12-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. She doesn't really care so much. But the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends, you know, 2 hours of screen time. But he joneses if I say stop already. And I see it. And he's only 12, Dr. Jantz. What do I do?
You know, and here's what we do. And I have a 13-year-old boy, so I'm right there with you. And, you know, one of the things is they've got to learn how to self-regulate and really develop that impulse control. And, you know, technology, by the nature of it, you know, it's everything's so impulsive and one-click, and we're so used to the instant nature of it. And so to ask a young person, hey, your time is over, and eat that away, usually they have difficulty with that. And what we do, we don't allow any, for example, texting on the way to school. We don't allow, in our home, the phones have to be on the charger by 8 o'clock in the evening during weekdays, or you don't have it the next day. We just had to figure out what is our home boundaries around technology so that we can really regulate this.
I think it's easier as a parent to do it to your children. I mean, it's not a democratic society in my home. You know, it really is a dictatorship. Yeah. So I say, turn it off and go outside now. And we don't allow any of that at the table or no TV time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's easier. What about adults, Dr. Jantz? What do you recommend adults do?
And we need to be careful what we're modeling, because if we're walking through the house with the device in hand and we're telling them to put theirs away, so often we forget how much time we're really tethered to that device. And I like to do the same thing. I like to model what I'd like to see in them. Now, there are times where, you know, the rules are different, absolutely. But one of the things that I'm real engaged in the whole process, we know their passwords, we're participating actively in it. And for an adult, sometimes what we need to do is simply model taking a pause. If they see us every time the cell phone goes off, if we're jumping on that, they're watching it control our lives. And so, you know, they're going to do the same.
Okay, so as an adult, suppose you don't even have any kids, but you just know that you're one of those people walking down the street texting, get to work, sit there with your laptop open and your iPad and the news screen on the TV. How do you break away from all of it, especially, Dr. Jantz, if you have to work with it?
Oh, I know. Well, that's where we take deliberate pauses, deliberate vacations from it. And I understand that, you know, you've got to work with it. You were talking about an iPad. And I get all that. But one of the things that we need to even do is pause. You mentioned physical activity. I think as adults, we need to remember that. And sometimes we need to get out there and go for a walk, and we need to pause. And overstimulating the brain really develops this what I call partial attention. And you know, if you've ever been with somebody at lunch and they're texting and they've got their device in their hand and they look up at you and they say, "What did you say?" You know, it devalues the relationship because you have partial attention. So the rule is for adults, be fully present when you're with somebody.
Teach these listeners, Dr. Jantz, how to take that back. You've got a book called Hooked.
Hooked, yes.
So tell us, how do you gain that control? So the first bit of advice you've got here is that if you're with somebody at lunch or whatever, be fully engaged.
Be fully present.
What if you're the other person? Can you say, cut it out?
I hope so. I mean, I think there's times where, you know, you let a person know that when you know, you're fully available, I'll be here for you. But people don't realize, you know, it's the whole myth of multitasking. They think they're doing a lot, but, you know, when we test them and quiz them later, they've really, because of that partial attention, they've been distracted, and they don't really do all that well. Well, the same is true in relationships. If we're so distracted by the technology, we're missing a part, key parts in the relationship.
I agree completely, and it's not, I don't feel rude to say to somebody that you're out with that has their hands under the table because they're texting.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't sit there and talk on the telephone anymore or watch a television while you're out at a restaurant, but texting seems to be okay. I don't feel it's rude to say no. So give us some other tips how to take control again.
Okay. One of the things is purposely decide what time at night that you're going to set things aside. You know, put the thing on a charger or what, and really begin to engage and make sure that we're not allowing technology to distract us in our relationships at the home front. And I also regulate, obviously, how much time kids can be online as well. And we need to remember an overstimulated brain, overstimulating with all the technology, creates a craving brain. And a craving brain is a step towards having an addicted brain and moving towards addiction.
Wow. You know, that's quite an intense statement there. So in the last minute that we have left, give us your very best advice on disconnecting, taking back control of our non-addicted technological brain.
Oh, you've said it so well. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to make a decision in my life. I'm going to practice balance. I may not know what that is yet, but I am going to be deliberately work on being with people, being in my relationships fully present. And, you know, I had a lady just tell me, she said, you know, it's a lot easier to be on online relationship than a real relationship. I would say, if that's you, that's a problem.
Wow, that sure is. And your book, Dr. Jantz, is called Hooked. And where can people find that book?
Well, you know, you can get it anywhere. And be sure to take the survey at the Depression and Disconnect Survey at aplaceofhope.com, aplaceofhope.com.
aplaceofhope.com. And disconnect, people, of course, not when you're listening to us here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. So stay tuned. We have lots more great show coming up.
Ooh, 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 ooh.